From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the wonders of the online experience, even with Wi-Fi, it all really does come down to wires that lead somewhere. First, in Iraq, insurgents launched an unusual and deadly attack on a U.S. combat post north of Baghdad today. Two Americans were killed, 17 wounded. Meanwhile, more than 40 Iraqis died in insurgent attacks around the country. We're joined by Mark Santora of the New York Times. He's in Baghdad. Mark, welcome to the program. And what about this attack on this U.S. base? What can you tell us about the base?
The Americans are saying very little about the details of the attack, but we've spoken to a number of residents who live right around what they call a combat outpost, which is located squarely in the center of a town of about 25,000 north of Baghdad. Usually Americans keep about 100 soldiers in these combat outposts. In this case, it's slightly unusual in that the Americans had only recently moved in there. The Iraqi police had been there formerly, but in recent months, under threat from Sunni militants, particularly al-Qaeda in Iraq, they've had to abandon that station. They basically disappeared, the local police. So the Americans had moved in there trying to reassert some semblance of control in the town itself, and they'd been there since about December and when this attack occurred today.
Well, we said it was unusual. Maybe it's unprecedented. I mean, I'm not really aware of attacks on American compounds. That just doesn't sound like the kind of tactic that we hear the insurgents using.
That's very true. Typically, we were up in Samarra recently, and the compound there, the outpost there, comes under frequent mortar attack. The place, the trailer we stayed in, actually got hit the day after we left. And there'll be snipers that attack occasionally, looking for targets of opportunity, and roadside bombs as the Americans leave these outposts. But an assault like this that involved three suicide bombers, we believe, coordinated to inflict the maximum amount of damage that they could, is quite unusual.
So do you think that this means that the insurgents are moving outside of Baghdad, maybe under pressure of the surge, which is bringing a lot more attention to the city?
It's obviously something that the American military officials here are concerned about. We've seen evidence of Shiite militias moving south and out of the city and laying low for the moment. And there's obvious concern that Sunni militants will do the same. Although this is also quite frightening for Americans on a different level. In Baghdad now, they're establishing many of these combat outposts within the city itself. And a brazen attack like the one you saw today highlights just how much more risk American troops could be facing as they try and implement this new aggressive strategy.
On Friday, the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, was speaking with President Bush on a video conference, and he said that the surge and the new security in Baghdad is, as he said, a dazzling success in its first days. I wonder if he would still say that after a weekend in which more than 60 Iraqis were killed.
Yeah, I mean, you can see across the city a stepped up a troop presence, and even in the skies, I don't know if you can hear it above me now, there's a fighter jet which is now a constant presence, fighter jets in the skies, helicopters, new checkpoints, troops on patrol. But it's an incredibly difficult challenge. You just look at what happened with the bombing at the market on Sunday. The Americans were there in that exact spot where one of the bombs went off 15 minutes before on patrol. But stopping suicide bombers is one of the more difficult challenges Americans will face here. And American commanders have been a lot more cautious than the Iraqis in trying to dampen expectations for some immediate results.
Mark Santora, a reporter for the New York Times, speaking with us from Baghdad. Mark, thanks.
Thank you very much.